The April 2010 explosion and subsequent deluge of oil in the Gulf of Mexico raises an important question. Why was British Petroleum drilling in such deep water in the first place? One answer comes from Richard Heinberg and his colleagues at the Association for the Study of Peak Oil, or ASPO for short. According to Heinberg and ASPO, all the easy oil has been found and exploited. What remains is hard to get for one reason or another. The core of the story is the issue of peak oil, the point at which the rate of possible extraction peaks and begins to decline. The concept has been around since the 1950s, and over the past decade or so has begun to get serious attention. This is the first of a series based on interviews with Richard Heinberg from the spring of 2006. It's noteworthy that several of the predictions he made at that time have happened. The 2008 run-up in the price of oil, the subsequent financial collapse, the increasingly nasty fallout from competition for oil resources in the Middle East and Africa, and most dramatically, the environmental catastrophe resulting from risky deepwater drilling in the Gulf of Mexico.
For the details on this story, we go to Richard Heinberg. I reached him at his Sebastopol, California office. Richard, you've written a couple of books dealing with an energy shortage that you and others say is going to be permanent. Many of our listeners will have heard about peak oil, but others haven't. Could you give us a brief overview of the issue?
Certainly. Peak oil occurs on many scales. We've seen it happen with individual oil fields and with whole oil-producing countries. Basically, when an oil field matures, it begins a decline phase, usually when about half the oil has been extracted. The rate at which the oil can be extracted begins to decline. Again, we've seen this with thousands of oil wells around the world. We've seen the same thing happen on a larger scale with whole oil-producing countries. And the U.S. is the classic example. The U.S. used to be the world's foremost oil-producing nation. In 1930, discovery of new oil in the U.S. peaked, and then extraction peaked in 1970. So the problem was not just that we were finding oil to be cheaper elsewhere, so we stopped producing as much in this country. We, in fact, have been depleting the supply. At this point, I think pretty close to 90% of the oil originally in place that ever will be extractable in the lower 48 U.S. has already been extracted.
90%?
So, since then, we've seen this happen in country after country around the world. According to Chevron, 33 out of 48 oil-producing countries are in decline. Oman, Iran, Indonesia, I could go on and on.
Banker Matthew Simmons has analyzed the Saudis' geological situation, and he contends that their oil fields are a good deal less robust than the Saudis contend. And then in early April of 2006, a Kuwaiti document was leaked that indicates that they have something on the order of half their publicly stated reserves.
Right.
That's not good news. What else might we expect?
In fact, the news could be much worse than that. I mean, Mexico's Cantarell oil field, which is in the Gulf of Mexico, is the world's, I think, third largest oil field, is going into decline. Production is set to begin its terminal decline this year, and the decline rates for that oil field are anticipated to be extremely high, well over 10% a year. And we're seeing right now from the North Sea, Great Britain, Norway, and Denmark declines in the range of 7 or 8% a year, which are themselves pretty spectacular. So these very high decline rates are extremely worrisome, because that means that in order to keep total world supply from declining at that rate, we have to keep developing new oil fields, and we're finding less and less oil. In 2005, the world discovered about 5 billion barrels of oil, meanwhile we used about 31 billion barrels. So we're extracting 6 barrels of oil for every one new barrel of oil we discover. A few countries may be able to reverse that decline temporarily with substantial investment, but for most of those countries, we're talking about an irreversible decline, a terminal decline. Now, the same thing is going to happen for the world as a whole. Global oil production will hit a peak and enter its terminal decline at some point.
Things in the energy business seem pretty unstable right now. It sounds like you think that these are manifestations of early signs of the peak. Is that true?
Yes. If you just look at the price, everyone knows that the price of a barrel of oil has gone up from close to $10 a barrel in 1999 to, I think it's about $67 today. So that's a very substantial increase. But what's more important is the underlying expectation of the market. Back in the 1990s and clear up until the last couple of years, the 5-year futures price for oil, not the spot price, but the 5-year futures price, has stayed pretty constant, around $20 a barrel. So the long-term investors, the large institutional investors who really control the futures price, were betting that it would tend to revert to around $20 a barrel. Today, the 5-year futures price for oil is in the range of $68. So we've seen a fundamental sea change, a tripling of the real price of oil and of the expectations of the long-term investors. So there's something going on here other than just some kind of short-term supply problem.
So the traders and the business people in the oil business know that basically the jig is up, eh?
Oh, yes, very clearly. We're looking at, as the CEO of Chevron has said, the end of cheap oil.
Next week, we continue our interview with Professor Heinberg and look at some solutions.